afternoon, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith here at One Buccaneer Place, where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Tuesday opened up the three-day mandatory minicamp that will bring their 10-week off-season program to an end. And this is Buccaneers Insider for that Tuesday, June 10th. With about 5 or 10 players out due to injury today and 6 players practicing on tryout contracts, there were maybe 85 men on the practice field for the Buccaneers. And one of those, to the delight of quarterback Josh McCown, was starting wide receiver Vincent Jackson. Jackson has been taking it easy the last couple weeks, mainly getting mental reps on the practice field as he's recovered from a mild hamstring strain. But he was fully back in the mix today, and McCown said that made the offense instantly better.
Anytime V-Jax is out there, there's a different juice to it. There's a different feel to it. And so just more than anything, just because of his professionalism, just the type of guy he is, the pro that he is, he's lined up at the right spot. He's always doing the right things. And those guys in that room follow suit. And he's done a good job of kind of setting the standard in the bar, the way they work, and they understand, you know, what the level that they need to be at. And there's guys that are following suit. Lewis Murphy had a great practice today, looked really sharp. You know, he's another one that's been around, played a little while, and he's helping carry that mantle with Vince. So it's a good thing for those young guys to see.
Jackson did indeed look sharp on the practice field today, and as you heard Josh say, so did Lewis Murphy and a couple of other guys. One receiver the Buccaneers are going to be counting on heavily in 2014 is Mike Evans, the player they took with the 7th overall pick in last month's draft. Evans, like Jackson, has been sitting out the last couple weeks with a mild hamstring strain, but he did take part in some early drills today before sitting out the 7-on-7 and passing and full team drills. Now, had he been out there for those drills, he would have had to take on cornerback Danny Gore, who was one of the stars of today's practice. Gore had 2 pick sixes during the practice and a couple other big plays, and we talked to him afterward about taking advantage of getting more snaps today.
There's always the opportunity to get out there and show the coaches what you can do, and like you know this lead is, the more you can do, playing inside, outside, I'm just, whatever this team need me to do, I'm willing to do it and try to do it at a high level.
Yeah, I thought I saw early in the individual drills that you were working with Coach Marmy, so maybe working on the nickel, that's something they're looking at you at?
Yes, I've been working with the nickels for the last few weeks, just trying to get a feel of how I look in there and how I can move around. And like I said, the more you can do it, and if they need me to go back there and play safety a little bit, I'm willing to do that just to show, put it on film. So whatever I can do to help out on this team and make this defense back to championship football, I'm willing to do it.
I know it's just practice, but you had a couple of plays that were pretty noticeable. You know, you returned one all the way and had a nice pass break up there at the end. You feel like you took advantage of these opportunities today?
Definitely. You got to take advantage of every day because tomorrow is not promised, and it's not promised to be in this league. So I'm just out here just taking advantage of my op and just enjoying the moment, enjoying Florida, enjoying this being in the NFL. And like I say, I've been around for a few years now, and it just, I know how the business is, and there's not promise tomorrow, so I'm definitely trying to take advantage of my op.
Gore had some extra snaps today, in part because a bunch of cornerbacks, including Alteron Verner and Mike Jenkins and Jonathan Banks and DJ Moore, all sat out part or all of practice with minor injuries. After practice, head coach Lovie Smith said it's players like Gore stepping up that make it not such a big deal when guys like Verner are out for a day or two. And because he played so well, Coach Smith let Gore break down the team after practice. And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider. But we'll be back tomorrow as we continue minicamp, and we'll hear from team leader Gerald McCoy.